You're listening to SBS News.
Good morning. It is my solemn duty to inform you that Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has passed away on the 8th of September 2022 at Balmoral in the United Kingdom.
Governor General David Hurley delivering the news of the end of the Elizabethan era. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth II, who passed away peacefully, aged 96, at her residence in Scotland. He remembered the late Queen with a quote of her own.
There is comfort to be found in Her Majesty's own words. Grief is the price we pay for love. This is a loss we feel deeply in Australia. Queen Elizabeth II is the only reigning monarch most of us have known, and the only one to ever visit Australia. And over the course of a remarkable seven decades, Her Majesty was a rare and reassuring constant amidst rapid change.
The Prime Minister praising her commitment to duty and her many travels to Australia.
Her life of faithful service will be remembered for centuries to come. From the moment the young princess became queen, Her Majesty's dedication to duty and service over self were the hallmarks of her reign. We saw those qualities each time she visited our shores, and she graced us on 16 occasions during her reign, travelling to every state and territory across our vast continent. Her first visit with Philip began on the 3rd of February 1954, just 8 months after her coronation. It was the biggest single event ever organised in Australia.
The Prime Minister says he will travel to London to meet with the new sovereign, King Charles III.
From her first trip here, it was clear Her Majesty had a special place in our hearts, and we in hers. In the coming days, the Governor-General and I will be heading to London, where we will meet the King. We will convey the sorrow of Australians as well as our best wishes to him and the Queen Consort as he takes on his duties as sovereign.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton says there's never been a more decent human than Queen Elizabeth II.
Never in modern history has there been a more dignified monarch, a more dutiful leader, or a more decent human than Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. An extraordinary life which touched so many has sadly come to an end. The last page has been inked on an exceptional reign. She was our sovereign, as she was for many other nations of the Commonwealth, spread across the world's continents and oceans. A monarch who ruled with an absolutely huge heart and wisdom both innate and gained from almost a century of life and experience.
Like the Prime Minister, the opposition leader also remembering an iconic statement made by the late Queen.
Her Majesty was gentle, kind and much loved. Following her coronation on the 2nd of June 1953, our Queen said, and I quote, "I have in sincerity pledged myself to your service, as so many of you are pledged to mine. Throughout all my life and with all my heart, I shall strive to be worthy of your trust." And not only did our Queen earn our trust, she also won our admiration.
Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, who's in London, told the ABC about the mood on the street.
Oh, I think disbelief, cabbies and others that you run into in the course of your, you know, day's activities here in London. People were saying, no, she's sick, but she's been sick before and she'll get better. So it's disbelief followed by sadness, some small sense of celebration, like 96 years old, what an innings. But I've got to say, it's in that cascading set of emotions of disbelief to sadness to a sense of achievement.
Governor General David Hurley reflected on his own memories of the Queen, ending his statement with four words that are to take over from those the world has been so used to.
When I reflect on my own memories, and she was my Queen for my entire life, I think of Her Majesty's dignity and her compassion, her dedication and her work ethic, and her selfless and unwavering commitment to those to whom she served, to us. Her death will sadden all Australians and be felt around the world. As we mourn, we should also take inspiration and give thanks to the remarkable contribution Her Majesty has made. May she rest in peace. God save the King.
Tom Kennedy, SBS News.